Alabama Deputy Attorney General Matt Hart, one of the most feared people in Alabama politics, is out. Attorney General Steve Marshall accepted Hart's resignation yesterday. What's especially significant about this is that Hart established himself over the years as a top corruption fighter, particularly in the case against indicted former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Alabama Media Group columnist and Pulitzer Prize winner John Archibald about Hart's departure and what it means for corruption here.
He may not be known to people in Alabama broadly, but he's known to everybody who holds public office in this town, in this state. Years ago, I mean, he prosecuted the two-year college system. He prosecuted legislators. He prosecuted Jefferson County commissioners. And then he was hired by Luther Strange to head the special prosecutions unit at the Attorney General's office back when Luther took office. And prosecuted Mike Hubbard, the former Speaker of the House, and has prosecuted Birmingham Waterworks officials. He's really been, in the last several years, the loudest voice for ethics and for the prosecution of ethics violations in the state.
So as head of the special prosecutions unit in the Attorney General's office, explain his primary role.
Well, and that has changed somewhat between Luther Strange and Steve Marshall, but his job was to run the office. And that means to investigate complaints of public officials, to his style is to initiate grand juries, which use investigative tools to prosecute people. So, I mean, his role is to decide who gets prosecuted. His role has also been to very loudly stand up for the ethics law and to resist any changes to the ethics law after the Mike Hubbard conviction, because he has felt that there has been a real effort to weaken the law in the wake of that.
And so we hear that he has resigned. Attorney General Steve Marshall has accepted his resignation. How did all of this go down?
Well, we're not privy to what happened in that room. So there's going to be some degree of speculation and rumor associated with that. And so we can't say for sure. But with 99% degree of certainty, I can tell you that he did not resign on his own.
You think that he was essentially pushed out or fired?
I think that he was offered the opportunity to resign, as is kind of customary in that situation. And it comes as no surprise, because Steve Marshall and Matt Hart were kind of oil and water, I think, from the beginning. And because many of the people who were the staunchest supporters of Mike Hubbard and who were in ways caught up in that trial as people who were named in the indictment or were witnesses, were people who came out strongly in support of Steve Marshall and who said in no uncertain terms that they did not like the fact that Matt Hart was still running that department.
You mentioned in your column that you saw this coming, that you predicted that as soon as Attorney General Steve Marshall won re-election, which happened a couple of weeks ago, that Hart would be out.
Right. It's been 2 weeks. I didn't know if I expected it that soon, to be honest with you. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you're going to do something like that, you do it as soon as possible. It's why people come out and say we're going to have a gas tax, or it's why anybody who announces a tax does it right after election, so people will have 4 years to forget.
The Attorney General issued a statement on Hart's resignation, thanking him for his service. But beyond that, there was no real comment on, quote, personnel matters. Pretty run-of-the-mill, or does that set off alarm bells for you?
The alarm bells aren't necessarily in just firing Matt Hart or getting rid of or asking Matt Hart to leave, whatever happened there. The question is, and the alarm bells that are ringing in my head, is it looks like people of great influence in Alabama had influence over who would have that job.
Alabama, no stranger to corruption among its political leaders. So what happens to the special prosecutions unit from here beyond new leadership? What does this mean for corruption going unchecked in this state?
Well, it doesn't look good. I hope to be proven wrong on that. I hope that it's a real serious endeavor to do it. But corruption fighting in Alabama is going to be very difficult.